Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Space Soldiers. I love Space Soldiers. Oh my gosh, I remember when we first got that little ditty and decided to use it for our intro and outro. I was so thrilled. And then we have Tarni. I don't know where Tarni is, but Tarni is the voiceover, and he sounds so fantastic. I still use him today. And we've been on air, wow, for a long, long time. Well, at least as long as 2014. I do know that much, because we're going to have a repeat of a show we did in 2014. And I'm sure a lot of things have changed since we did that show. So that was 5 years ago. So we've been around for at least 5 years. And you're going to hear from Kryon and see where you are today, because back then when we did the show, he had done a channeling in 2013. And that channeling that he did in 2013 said it would be a long time before we would reach certain aspects of our human nature. Well, 5 years to me is a long time. It may not be a long time to some people, but to me, 5 years. If he did this channel in 2013, and we're sitting here 5.5 years later, we're in 2018, getting ready to move right on in to 2019, then what he said back then, some of it has had to evolve and revealed itself to us. So let's talk about me for a second. I started back to work on the 22nd of October, and I want everyone to know that it was a most beautiful thing. It's amazing to one when they find out really honestly and truly how many people can miss you and how many people really love you, even when you are commanding in your presence, because the drivers, they do what I expect them to do, and I have a procedure and a process by which they get along with me, and they have to put their packages in a particular way, and they grumble and they complain. But it was amazing to find out how many, mostly all of them, I have to say all of them, even the ones that I think don't like me a little bit, they were so happy to see me, and it made me feel 100% about going back as far as emotions and, general feelings. Now, physically, I only stand there for 2 hours, and then I'm out of there because my body really, it hurts. It's a challenge doing that work and being away from it for 6 months and going back to it. It's challenging, but I do have some help, and even management been kind to me and allowing me to have some freedom and some space, and allowing me to leave, say, 2 to 3 hours. That was what the doctor said. The doctor said that I could go back to work, regular duties, no restrictions, with a limited time duration of 2 to 3 hours. And so I stick to that, because around 2 hours, I'm beginning to feel the effects of handling those packages and standing on that cement floor. So, we don't want to take too long, because if we have enough time, then I'll do give you a little bit of Lena Stevens' Power Path message for the month of November. But what Cryon has to say is a lot, and I don't want to have to end and cut that short. So if we have time, if time allows, at the end of our presentation, then we'll talk about Lena and what she has to say as far as the Power of Path is concerned. I still have this little froggy thing in my throat. It's been developing, and I'm sure it's from having been a smoker in my past life a few, many years ago. So I have my water here, and let's talk about Cryon. This goes back to a show we had in 2014, right. Well, Cryon spoke this message back in March 10th, 2013. And the show we had shortly after his channeling, it was called Spirituality, and I've given it the same name, The House of Human Nature. The House of Human Nature was channeled live on March 10th, 2013 in Lisbon, Portugal. Now, Cryon uses this beautiful metaphor to explain seven doors and seven rooms in the house of human nature. This will be the new human's house. This will be the old soul's house. The full audio can be heard on the Cryon website and is in both English with Portuguese. Who is Cryon? Cryon of Magnetic Service is a loving angelic entity that brings a consistent message of love and hope for humanity. Lee Carroll is the original channel, taking Cryon's message worldwide to audience in the thousands. Lee Carroll has channeled Cryon for 22 years, and it has to be more years than that, because it's got to be at least 27 years, because what I'm sharing with you is from our original programming when we first did this. Well, Lee Carroll is the author of the Cryon series of 15 books in 24 languages. He's well known in metaphysics. The Cryon channeled books have made the top sellers list of most New Age distributors within months of release. One of his books, The Indigo Children, introduced the term Indigo Children to the world, having presented seven times in the United Nations, as well as in 30 different countries overseas. So you see, Lee Carroll has been invited to the United Nations, and when he goes to the United Nations, what he does is he stands there or he sits there. And then what he does is he steps aside, not physically, but I do say spiritually, to allow Cryon to come through and be channeled through him. Now, Cryon says that the portal for his partner's higher self opens the corporeal part of him and shifts. It's like it's a difficult thing to describe. There are those who would ask, well, where does Lee Carroll go when this happens? And the answer is, Lee Carroll is still right there. All that is in him stands beside me. Channeling is not a takeover. Some people think that it's like spirits take over your body and everything, but channeling is not a takeover. Channeling is a melding. It takes all that the human being is already and combines it with the sacred part that is multidimensional. And the human being then expands. Human beings love to have everything linearized. You know, like step by step, you know, line, everything. They want to put things in boxes. You know how we humans are. It's either got to be black or white, maybe a little bit in between, but we mostly want it. We want it to understand it and see it, and if it doesn't fit in a square peg, doesn't fit in a square hold up, well, then, you know, it's not supposed to work. But this is very available. This process of channeling is available for many of us, and the process has many faces. Opening the portal and letting you expand is a phenomenal thing. And what would happen if you did that? And the answer is perhaps solutions, perhaps healing, perhaps answers that you have been looking for today. There is no problem that is unsolvable. And so many have come asking the same thing. How can I do this channeling stuff? You know, I mean, how am I able to go through the process of this channeling? Well, it's a process that takes time and patience. The development of this kind of life is a development of life you have never seen before. You know, I mean, everything is changing, and all things are starting to change. And since this channeling occurred in 2013, some of those changes have occurred, and some people have grown since that time, and they're able to realize when things are coming through to them, you know, to them, through them, and outward to the world. Human nature will be one of the things that changes drastically. Everybody knows we're getting ready to have this huge election. And compared to the way people were a couple of years ago, and they were lax, and they could care less, and what difference does it make, they can see now that it makes a lot of difference for those of us who need to get up and do something. So, what we're going to do is take you into what is called an ongoing to be, an ongoing evolution. It's going to be called the House of Human Nature. So you're going to see this as your house. But as you walk into it, you don't recognize it. It's a circular room. Imagine this now. It's a circular room with seven doors. Kleon goes on to explain the metaphor and what you are going to see about the doors and what it means. Okay? He wants to identify each one of these doors in this particular channeling. Seven doors, seven rooms in the House of Human Nature. This will be the new human's house. This will be the old soul's house. Now, there are many more doors than seven, but the house will change with each lesson. And today's lesson, seven doors, is going to tell you what they are in each of those doors. Okay, let's first look at the metaphors, the symbols or something else. You know, metaphors, a symbol for something else. All right, there are two things about each room. The first is the door. It is open. Okay, if it is open or if it is closed. So you watch your doors, and you want to know, is my door open or is my door closed? If it's open, it means that the room is available. The next metaphor is the light on in the room or not? If the light is on in the room, that means it is active and being used. If the light is off, it means that the room is perhaps available if the door is open, but it's not being used. So using these rules of the metaphor, we explore seven rooms of the human being, okay? And this is the new human. Let's talk about the first door. We're going to be calling that door survival. And the door is open. In fact, there is no door, never has been. There aren't even any hinges. For this is basic human nature. In the room, you will find that the light is on. That means you are always in survival mode, and you know it. Now, there would be psychologists who would say, this room will always be this way, and this room cannot be touched. For if you were to close the door, you wouldn't survive. And they are right. In the words of Kryon, we're going to make a suggestion. Let's turn off the light. Now, here's what this means. It means that the door of survival is always there. The room is always open. But when you turn off the light, it means that you are not always actively in it. It means that you can turn on the light anytime you wish. But if the light is on, there is a part of you that is always in it. And if the light is on, it means that everywhere you go and everything you do, survival will be the first thing you think of. And that's about to change. When you turn off the light, it doesn't mean that you are out of survival. It means that it's available, but it is no longer your focus. The new human does not need to have the light on in the survival room. Turning the light on in the survival room says that you are worried, always planning for the future, always looking ahead in 3D or in that mundane world or looking at like a muggle, you know, like in Harry Potter, the muggles. It means you've got things figured out, means you know what's going to happen or you hope you do and that you have set the goal. What happens when you turn out the light? This is the new human who says that my survival is going to be created by synchronicity that I don't know about yet, about things I have yet to see in me. My goal is invisible. It is quantum. I don't know what it is, but God does, and it will be better than anything I can imagine. This is the new human, thinking out of three dimension and not afraid to turn off the light. That was door number one. Now let's look at door number two. This door is labeled ego. Remember we used to say ego, easing God out. The door is open and the light is on. Do I have to explain this? Now, these doors are interrelated, but Kryon compartmentalizing them for your clarification. He is making it simple, and it's not as simple as he is making it, but he is making it simple. Many times the ego room is firmly connected to the survival room, and it requires a strong ego to survive. Here's a question. Name the masters in history who were egotists. Which one of those stood up and pounded their chest and said, "Look at me, look at me"? And the answer is none of them. So, that's to tell you something, and I think you already know it, that these are rudimentary, elementary emotions and survival instincts. And you can turn the light off. That light's been burning a long time. You can use the ego. You don't have to have it on all the time. You can stand up for what you believe and who you are, and you don't have to have the light on to do that. You know why? Because the things that are you are not in that room. The things that are you belong to the Creator. The compassionate God is not in the ego room. The compassionate Creator is not in the survival room. The compassionate Creator lives somewhere else completely. Doesn't live in human nature. It lives in the God nature. It's in every room and yet in none of them. It's not in 3D. It can permeate, pass through, go through every part of you so completely it doesn't even have a door. And that can become the part of you you think is ego. Not a human old ego, but a countenance, an appearance, some expression or source that is proud that you are part of the Creator. That allows you to carry your head up high as you walk, saying, "Thank you, Allah, thank you, God, thank you, Spirit, that I am part of the sky, the trees in the field, and the systems of the solar system. That my life is intertwined with the energies of all these things." That's the new human. You see what's happening here? You are being asked to rearrange your priorities, taking many of them out of the 3D or the third dimension that you have been in. That reality that says you are the only thing that can work with you, and understanding there is so much more. The third door. The third door is called intellect and emotion. It is open. That means it's available, and the light is on. Kryon says, "I want you to keep it on." Kryon says, "I want you to keep this room just like it is." Intellect and emotion would seem to be competing energies, but they're not. They're energies that need to be balanced. You need not use spiritual logic without a king. You cannot use spiritual logic without a keen intellect. And you cannot feel the love of God without a strong emotion. There is appropriateness in the weeping of love. There is appropriateness in the intellectual examination of spiritual logic. Looking at the past, looking at what the master said, researching the things you need to see, define what you need to find. Intellect, emotion. Put another light in that room. Put 2, 3, 4 more bulbs in that room. make it extra bright. These are the tools of the new human. Believe it or not, there is actual structure in multidimensional things. It may not be three-dimensional structure, but there is structure. It may not be lineal to you, but there is still structure. And the intellect and the emotion will discover it. This is spiritual logic. You stand tall in the love of your Creator, believing what you believe, knowing fully that it makes sense. Not that you are trusting in the unseen, no. You see the structure. For the first time, the new human can depend on the multidimensional things that they can sense and feel and know. Intuition is part of this. For the intellectual and the emotions are part of the intuitive process, and the intuition then sparks. Let's redo. Let's go a little bit further back. Let's repeat that. For the first time, the new human can depend on the multidimensional things that they can sense and feel and know. Intuition is part of this, for the intellect and the emotions are part of the intuitive process, and the intuition then speaks to you, which is the messages from a multidimensional creator, giving you directions throughout your life. This is an important room. Keep this door open. Keep the light on, please. Let's look at door four. This is the door of self-worth. This door is open. It's always been open, but the light is turned off. That means it's accessible, but in the dark. The old human doesn't use it. Many of the humans in an old energy are even unaware of the door. And you know why? Because an old energy spirituality has told you for centuries that you are unworthy as a human being. Some of the systems tell you you are born dirty, you are born in sin, and you do not have a chance. Some have told you that there is not a God that will ever look at you. Kryon asks, can you believe that? The light is on. The new human is going to walk into that room and turn that light on. Self-worth. If you are a piece of God walking on this planet with the Creator in every cell, it makes you worthy. You are here on purpose, here during this time as part of the system, more than worthy, revered by God for your work, loved by trillions for what you have been through, more than worthy. Turn on that light and stand a little taller. If anybody tells you that you were born to suffer, don't argue with them. Just walk away. Let them suffer if they wish. It's not your reality anymore. Don't let anybody tell you you came to be sick or that that was your contract. There is not a human alive that was born to be sick. Look in the mirror and say, I am worthy to be a human, and mean it. This is the new human being. Is that ego? No. It's reality. Worthy to be here. To work the issue of the vibration of the planet Earth. Got that? You're worthy to be here. Now that was door four. Let's look at door five. Five is self-awareness. Now, this particular door has been closed, and it is one that can be opened by some, and others have a little bit of trouble with it. Now, it's not closed for all humanity. Self-worth, something that an old soul has opened the door. Yeah, old souls have opened that self-awareness door. Sometimes the door is only open partially. They're just becoming aware of what really might be inside. I have to smile to myself because opening up that door of self-awareness, it can be a little bit scary. But those who open it, sometimes they can't see it because the light's out. It is not being used. Well, not really. It's self-awareness. Let's define it. Self-awareness is that part of you, that third dimension part, who has full awareness of the multidimensional part. This is the bridge, is it not? This is the one that says, I am a part of the Creator. I am aware of my place in the universe. It has many levels, dear one. It will not simplify this, says Kryon. He has no reason to simplify this. In that room, there are many compartments. And your life's lesson will tell you if you have even opened the door, how far you have gotten in that room. Well, old soul, I'm going to give you instructions for that room right now. You ready for Kryon's instructions? Kryon says, I want you to take the door off. And I want you to turn on the light. This is the bridge. As Kryon explains, quote, when my partner made his partner is Lee Carroll, he channels through Lee Carroll, and he calls Lee Carroll his partner, because they meld, they're partners. And Kryon explains through Lee Carroll, when my partner made his decision to channel, he had to open this door. It was not a door he had ever opened before. And it took him 4 years to open it. Oh, he opened it a few times and then slammed it shut. It frightened him that there could be more of him than he knew about. Unquote. Do you know what self-awareness does in that room? When you turn on the light, you are aware of your Akashic record. You may not know of all your lifetimes, but you know that you have been here. Suddenly, you are aware of a bigger self, an enormous self, and painted on the wall of that room is a phrase. And the phrase is this, quote, unquote, I have been here before. And it means just that. You always were and always will be, and right now you are a human on planet Earth with a name that is on your passport, your birth certificate, your driver's license. But there is so much more. This room deserves to be open. The light should be on. And the invitation is to discover who you really are right now. Suddenly, This is integrated with spiritual logic. And room number three, that's the room of intellect and emotion. So here you have five, door five, and door three, related. Kryon says, don't miss this, okay? Numerologically, that's the number eight. And numerology terms, that is manifestation. Here you go, intellect, emotion, self-awareness, spiritual logic. Lets you manifest the things in your life that you came for. You are not going to do it without self-awareness. Okay. There are two more doors. These doors, the next two doors, the doors closed and always have been. This is where I tell you that this channel was in 2013. And in 2013, Kryon said the new human's about to open one of them. And he says in 2013, but not right now. He says, but it's coming. And it's a door you don't even know is there. Remember, he had this channel in 2013. And why don't you know it's there? Because it is not part of your reality, but it has always been there. And it's a beautiful door, and it has many secrets. The name of the door is Innate, I-N-N-A-T-E. It's door number six. Now, remember, once again, this channel was in 2013. It was 5 years ago. There are many of us who are aware of that door, the door named Innate. Another name for it is body intelligence. Kryon asks, are you aware? And you are. That something in your body knows more than your brain does? As intellectual as you believe you can be, you still don't know what's going on inside your bloodstream. As higher consciousness that you claim to be, you still don't know what's going on, and because you don't know that, you use methods in order to discover it. One method is kinesiology. That's called muscle testing. This is asking your body what's going on in your body. Isn't it odd that you have to ask your body what's going on in your body? The other method is going to the doctor, getting the test. And the doctor may tell you whether something is growing in there you should know about. Human beings, don't you find it odd that your consciousness doesn't know that? Did you know that it is completely and totally separate at this moment? You see, when DNA only operates at 30% or so, there are certain doors that should be open that are not. And this is one of them. The bridge between human consciousness and the intelligent body innate. Have you ever heard of a medical intuitive? These are human beings that can look at you and see innate. Odd. These people have a gift. They can see into your room six. And you can't. Now, there's a well-known medical intuitive. Her name is Caroline Meese. And she's written a number of books. She's phenomenal. And she is a medical doctor, I believe. And she is, well, she has to be if she's a medical intuitive. Caroline Meese. Look her up. So, these people can see into your room number 6, and you can. It speaks to them. They can stand there and tell you what your body is talking about, what deficiencies it has, what's wrong with it, what it needs. They're looking at room 6. Now, here's what Cryon wants you to do. Visualize opening the door. You can keep the light off if you desire to. This is a signal to your body that you want to start building this bridge. It is not ready yet to have the light on for a lot of you. Because vibration of this planet has to increase even more for that to happen. The old energy has to go away or reconstruct itself or die. The seeds that you are planting now, metaphorically, have to start developing. Cryon called it an 18-year window that he spoke of as having this progress through a bit more. Now, once again, not going to be 18 years anymore because this channel was in 2013. That was 5.5 years ago. So now we're looking at another, 13 years? We don't have to wait 18 years more. Then some of you are going to start to see it. There will be a knowingness, an intuitiveness that something is happening within your body. And if you get checked, and you will find it's true, you will know the bridge is being built. There will come a day when the bridge is built. Human beings will know what they are allergic to intuitively. They will know the deficiencies. They will know if they have high blood pressure. And they will know if right away they have sugar without instruments, without help. And they will know what to do about it. And it is going to increase your lifespan. All parts of DNA operating more efficiently in the future. You know, sometimes a doctor will ask me, so where does so-and-so hurt? And I have to think about it. And he said, well, you know, do you know? And I said, wait a minute. I'm feeling my body with my mind. I'll tell you in a minute. And sometimes our bodies do speak to us. We just ignore what the body is telling us. But our bodies have a way. Innate has a way of communicating if we only have the patience and the time to listen. So when you wake up in the morning, lay there. Scan your body with your mind. Body might have something to say to you, you know. When you're walking and you feel a little twinge, stop for a minute. Scan the body with your mind. Yes, your body might have something to say to you. So, we're at door 7. Door number 7. With this door, we close. Now, Cryon can't tell you whether the door is open or not. There's an odd door here, a very strange-looking door. You can see through it. It's not three-dimensional. Some of these doors are not even, some are not even sure if this door is there. Perhaps if you believe it's there, it's there. And if you don't, then it's not there. He names this door the God Self. It's called the higher self. It's called the God within. It's called the I Am. It's a portal. Kleon explains that it is what he's talking about when he's talking through his partner. It's the strand that connects you to the other side of the veil. And it is multidimensional. There is no light because there is no room. There is no physical room. When you open that door, you are everywhere at the same time. It is not the door of death. It's the door of life. Some will understand and some will not. There are those who are here that we can't see. They represent your seed biology. And some of you know their names, and they have DNA, and it looks a lot like yours because they gave you part of it. What allows them to be here is that that door of theirs is wide open. Number 7. They are aware of the Creator within. It has given them quantum knowledge of the galaxy, and they are still corporeal. And you know what that is. That's ascension status. Now, a lot of you don't know what I've just said, and it's okay. It's okay. To summarize door number 7, we can say it's one that will eventually open if humanity stays on the course that it has decided. It will take a while, but the door will open. Eventually, individuals, one by one, those human beings, us, will be able to open the door briefly. Human beings will be able to feel the God inside. Some can channel, not all the time, not 24 hours a day, but just enough to reach in and take the hand of the Creator and absolutely know who they are. All the doors will fly wide open. Lights will turn on and off as they need them. It's called balance, and this will be the new human. Slowly it happens. Kleon says, this is what we teach. This is what we want for you. The love of God. Personal blessing. There will come a time when you take your last breath. You will remember it all. It will be a good time. So please don't fear it, because you are coming right back. This is a beautiful system for you. Thank you, old soul, for the trouble that you have gone through, for the difficulty you have gone through. Accept the light that is being turned on. And so it is. What a beautiful thought. So nice. The blessings for the new human coming from Kleon. Wow. I'm dry. Time for some water. And we still have time for some Lena Stevens. A little bit. Dark outside, and it's not even 6 o'clock. Now, I'm not happy about that. I think about tomorrow and having to go to work in dark, in the dark. And I'm not happy about that. But that's okay. That's my truth. And that's our segue into Lena Stevens, because she says the month of November 2018, this is a month for truth. Lena says, we focus on truth this month as an energy with the opportunity to tap into a greater and higher truth, as well as to discover our own truth on many levels, allowing us to speak and make choices from our own truth rather than a truth we don't resonate with. You could witness great polarity as one person's truth is never completely the same experience as another person's truth. You will also see posturing around judgment masquerading as truth. If there was ever a month to not take things personally, well, this would be the month. There are many layers and expressions of truth. That's why you can't take it personally. There is universal truth. That would be a collective agreement about how the physical plane is being manifested, such as the understanding of gravity, the sun, the shapes and colors of things. There's your universal truth. Then there is truth fabricated and woven around a community or religion when its members all agree collectively to adopt certain beliefs as truths. And then there is a very personal truth that reflects how each one of us experiences life. This truth is challenging to communicate as it is its own language and unique to each person. Now you have artists and musicians that often manage to give us a glimpse through their art of an emotional expression of their personal truth. You ever look at some of those abstract arts? That's an artist's personal truth. And you try to embrace that bad boy, but it just looks like a splotch of mess to you. There is also generational truth. Truth as experienced by the younger generations is very different than the truth of older generations. There is an overlap, but the youth in general are operating on a different spectrum. There is something to be said of that thing they call the gap. So we need to differentiate here between truths and beliefs. They are not the same. Truth is an energy that is experienced in the higher mind and the higher intellectual center. Now, beliefs are how the intellectual center or mind processes information, giving that information a different definition to more easily organize it for understanding life experiences and events. Okay? Beliefs are structured from patterns we came in with, as well as our imprinting and what we choose to learn and believe over our lifetime. But truth is an experience of inner knowing and requires trusting our intuition. Truth is often not able to be explained intellectually and has to do with instinctive and emotional reactions rather than anything we had the time to think through. We know when we have not listened to our inner truth that things are going to go badly. If we had just listened to our intuition, if we had just listened. Well, so there have been many power leaks from a personal level to a global level when we have not listened to that inner voice that gives us a yay or nay. We have, as a collective, given our power away to others that seem to know more or that have a talent to tell us something we don't really want. Did I say tell something? How about sell something that we don't really want? We have stopped questioning authority and have adopted limiting beliefs around what we are truly capable of that have diminished our ability to open to higher truth as an energy. We have allowed ourselves to be governed by fear that keeps us small. So this month, we all have a great opportunity to reconnect with truth as an energy. Now, the first step is to eliminate the fear that truth is something we don't want to see or experience. The second step is to recognize that we do not have to conform to collective beliefs that do not resonate with us. The third step is to trust a deeper intuition that will allow us to experience truth as a download, an insight, an aha moment of clarity, a light bulb going off. The fourth step is to speak what you know is your truth, not using it as an excuse to judge others, and to take right action based on that truth. This is going to impact everything from your health decisions to your work, where you live, who you are with, and how you live your life. What can get in the way of experiencing this amazing energy is resistance, judgment, criticism, and any negative reaction that keeps you engaged in polarity, argument, and being at war with yourself or others. This is a challenge, since there is much to feel at war with. However, energy works in mysterious ways. Open to truth. Stay in your own lane. Focus on your own life and healing, and that will have a ripple effect on healing everything around you. And so it is. Welp, Lena, everybody, that's what Lena has to say about truth. I'm feeling good about truth. November 6th, Tuesday, I'll be working the polls all day from 5 o'clock in the morning until 7, 8 o'clock at night. I know it's going to be wild. I'm looking forward to the wildness, and I just hope I have the stamina to hang in there. One of the things that I want to share with everyone, well, first, I voted already. I did in-person absentee. I voted, I think it was Friday. I went and voted because I knew I would be at the polls working all day, even though that's my polling place where I do vote. I just wanted to get it over with so I didn't have to have it on my mind while I was helping other people do what they had to do. But one of the things that came across my Facebook page was this expression by Bill Bullard. And I want to pass this out to everyone. As you go to the polls on Tuesday, please remember this. An opinion is really the lowest form of human knowledge. It requires no accountability and no understanding. The highest form of knowledge is empathy, for it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another's world. And with that, let me say, this is Duchess signing out. I want to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you for being here with me. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. where we have our next show on the third Sunday of the month. I'll be here, inshallah. Hopefully you'll be here, inshallah, and we can have some fun together. Namaste, assalamu alaikum, and everyone, please stay blessed. And go out and vote. Please go vote.